This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome. I'm Tanya Bustos reporting from the newsroom in New York. Coming up, pushing back against criticism that their products are too addictive, Google wants you to get off your phone every once in a while. Joining other tech giants addressing the same issue, Google's new version of its Android mobile operating system will tell users how much time they've been spending on various apps. The feature is part of a broader initiative tech companies are implementing to help users with their, quote, digital well-being, end quote. It's a thing. But first, these tech headlines. So as it stands, agree to use Facebook's terms or don't use it. A battle is looming in Europe over what information Facebook, Google, and other companies can demand from you. It boils down to what they really need to know, a debate that could end up in the courts for years. The European Union's new data privacy law will forbid companies from forcing users to turn over personal information as a condition to using their services. It will go into effect May 25th. In recent weeks, Facebook has continued to comply with the new European law, in part by asking users in the EU to opt in to being shown specific targeted ads. Apple and Goldman Sachs are preparing to launch a new joint credit card, a move that would deepen the tech giant's push into its customers' wallets and mark the Wall Street firm's first foray into plastic. The planned card would carry the Apple Pay brand and could launch early next year. Apple will also replace its long-standing rewards card partnership with Barclays. According to the Journal, the Apple Goldman card could help the companies combat weaknesses in their core business. You can read more at WSJ.com. And a new heavyweight is preparing to enter the world of podcasting. Luminary Media, a venture-backed company, has raised $40 million to join the rapidly expanding realm of podcasting and audio. And according to the Journal's reporting, this is the first well-capitalized attempt to create the, quote, Netflix of podcasting. Coming up, why Google wants you to put down the phone. This is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. So if you're like everyone, you are addicted to your smartphone. However, your borderline sick obsession may see some new rays of hope as the biggest tech giants of our day embrace a broad initiative known as digital well-being. Here to talk about Google's leap into this new world of digital wellness is The Wall Street Journal's Douglas McMillan, patching in from San Francisco. Welcome back, Doug.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Sure. So this overall concept of digital well-being, you know, we make light of our smartphone addictions, but now in light of recent events, in light of the progression of the addiction, there seems to be this growing sense of responsibility that's being acknowledged by big tech lately.
Yeah, this is something we have started to hear from the big companies on. Apple earlier this year was pressed by some investors who said, hey, you need to start doing something to particularly help children, the problem of smartphone addiction. You've heard Facebook's Mark Zuckerberg talk a little bit more about, you know, how do we get people on our site to have meaningful engagement with their site and not just kind of focus on getting them to spend more and more time there. And we heard finally from Google, perhaps the company with, you know, the most data about us and the most kind of at stake with, you know, regards to smartphones, actually start to talk about, you know, what it's thinking on this issue. And we heard from their CEO, Sundar Pichai, who says that, you know, they are focusing on a new initiative across the company to help increase users' digital well-being is the term that they used.
So break down the latest from what Google is doing now. It's taking steps with its new function and its operating system. What are they starting to do?
Yeah, so in the new version of its Android operating system, they are going to include a dashboard view that will essentially just give you kind of a look into the different apps you're spending time on throughout the course of a day as kind of like a pie chart and show you things, statistics like how many times you've unlocked your phone in a day. It seems like kind of a very modest step, but it's one that people increasingly in the tech community have been pushing for. Consumer advocates also have been pushing for this because, you know, just one kind of step towards helping smartphone addiction is just helping users become more aware of, you know, how much they're using their smartphones. A couple other features that they announced are they're going to let users set a kind of a bedtime when they go to bed. Instead of sitting up all night, you know, in bed looking at your email, the phone at that time will turn gray. So it will kind of just be like a little bit of a nudge in the direction of, hey, are you sure you want to be using these apps right now? So all the steps that they announced are pretty kind of modest, but I would put them in the camp of, they are trying to kind of nudge users into putting down the smartphone, trying to kind of spend more time away from their apps.
Yeah, at the core of this problem is the long existing business model that's been in place, forever, that it relies on hooking users to their phones and apps for as long as possible. It's, it doesn't seem like something that's that easily, very easy to overhaul.
Yeah, the announcements I think that we're hearing the past few months, I would put at this stage in the camp of marketing and PR. I think that it's promising that the executives at these companies are starting to acknowledge these issues, but I think we're a long way from them enacting meaningful policies to actually start to reverse some of these things. And you just hit the nail on the head. The problem of smartphone addiction and digital tools, increasing, pervasiveness in our lives is a problem with their business model fundamentally. So to propose kind of, a solution is going to make these companies' investors angry, and it's going to make their shareholders angry. So there's no kind of easy fix. One analogy people are talking a little bit about right now is the car industry and the environment. These, Detroit and car makers have, clearly woken up to the fact that they need to be in the side of progress and change in terms of the carbon emissions of their vehicles. And they have kind of grudgingly over, decades now moved towards the camp of trying to find solutions and going towards electric vehicles. I think we'll probably see a very slow, gradual move for these companies as well. And it will be interesting to see kind of to what extent these companies will be competing with each other for offering more of this kind of support for customers who are worried about their smartphone addiction.
That puts it into some good perspective there. Douglas McMillan, thanks very much.
Thanks a lot.
For more on Wall Street Journal reporter Douglas McMillan's story, you can head to WSJ.com. That's it for the Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting from the newsroom at the Wall Street Journal. Thanks for listening.